Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here, your honored, privileged guest host for the day. Kind of fitting, the last day of 2020, December 31st, New Year's Eve day. And our guest coming on this hour is, I'd just like to say a few things about him. He is a PhD, definitely one of the most studied and educated people that I've ever had anything to do with. He never stops researching and studying. I know this for a fact. He continues to get more certifications and so forth with courses he works through. And he's just finished, I guess today really, it's kind of fitting, he's just finished a 15-year run with one of the most successful nutrition talk shows in the United States called Let's Talk Nutrition. I was really honored in this past year to be a weekly guest with Dr. Garko, and it was just a great, in my opinion, a great experience. And he's just a fine man and full of knowledge. Has helped God knows how many million people. His show was syndicated across 70 cities in America. And sadly, the show ends today. This is the last show of Let's Talk Nutrition over some corporate jiggle-jaggle or whatever happened. It had nothing to do with Dr. Garko, that's for sure. He hasn't missed a show in 15 years, not one. And I know that Dr. Michael Garko fought cancer himself several years ago and beat it, still did not miss shows. Very dedicated, just a fine man. I look forward to meeting in a couple of weeks here. He's from Tampa, Florida, and I just wanted to give him a proper introduction. Dr. Michael Garko, how are you today?
Oh, Wayne, thank you. I'm fine. Thank you for your kind words. You're so generous. I'm very grateful. When I first met you, it was on air. We've never met in person. Our relationship has been built through mediated communication. It's kind of interesting. And you've been a great guest on the show all these many, many months and on once a week. It's not so easy to do. And you did a great job, and you helped so many people. Yeah, we were syndicated. We were syndicated 71 affiliates across the U.S., 500 cities, about roughly, God knows how many health food stores. And we also streamed the show globally. I had people watching the show, Wayne, in Bosnia, in the Ukraine, South America, South Africa. It's truly amazing. It was a privilege to do that show for 15 years. You're right. It had nothing to do with me going off the air. The suits had to make a business decision. And I think the show, one of the casualties of COVID-19 was the show, and that's unfortunate. But we're finding our way back, and I really appreciate the invitation to be on the air with you today.
Well, it's just great to have you, Dr. Garko, and I know that, that this news has been sad for you, and that this has to be, and I know for you, I've come to know you pretty well and look forward to meeting you face-to-face very soon, but this is a bittersweet time for you. It's for a man as dedicated who never missed a show in 15 years every day is something to start with, but I know that you are grateful for all that time. And I know that you enjoy the personal rewards of helping so many people. I mean, I was on so many shows with you, and the people that called in, there's no question, Doc, you're one of the most loved radio hosts in America. They're just that's what's unfortunate is that just now, at least, you're not available to these folks every day. That I'm sure. There were so many that spent their mornings with you over these past 15 years. So, but I know you're not going to quit either. That's for sure, Doc. You're already on to new things, and you're like a freight train. There's nothing going to stop you.
Well, Well, thank you. You're so kind. Why didn't you talk to me that way before? No, I'm just kidding. you're a good man, and I've been doing this a long time, and I always would remind my students when I was a professor, it's never about you. It's always about the audience. And in the 15 years I was on the air, I'm still on the air. I'm on the air with you today. God willing, I can continue somehow, some form or fashion. What I've learned, Wayne, in many things over these 15 years, but the audience, the people that are, this is my first appearance on the Power Hour. But what you learn, whether it's the Power Hour or my show, whatever, human beings, you know, we share so much in common. And there's so many people that are in dire straits, and all they're looking for is a straight answer, and a point of view, a recommendation. I'm a PhD, I'm an MD, I'm not an MD, so I can't diagnose and treat, but I can provide recommendations based on the literature and on the science. And they're just looking for some guidance. And, you know, I always said to my students, tell the truth as you know it, be sincere, and let the audience know you care about them. And if you can do that, all the things being equal, they will come to connect with you. It is about a relationship. And I know you, I'm sure you, and I know you do, have a good relationship with the folks that listen to this show, this Power Hour. And this is work that is great. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to give back and be in service for others. You know, you alluded to my battle with cancer. And that story is, in and of itself, is kind of interesting. And that's why, one of the reasons why I'm so grateful to be with you on the air today. My mantra is, Wayne, I live mindfully, which means in the moment, with purpose, passion, and gratitude. That's how I live my life every day. Right now, I'm here with you and your wonderful audience, and I am nowhere else. I'm in this moment, and it reaps great rewards. So maybe today we can talk about some things that would give your audience some insight into how they can take charge of their health.
Well, you bet, Doc. You'd mentioned to me earlier that the New Year's resolutions, and if you would, I'd like you to talk a little about that. We've all done them at one time or another, weight loss, quit smoking, do this, start cutting the lawn, whatever it was. can you talk a bit about that? I know you have a great deal of experience in your practice.
Yes, I can. New Year's resolutions are rather perplexing, and they're paradoxical. Perhaps the most, as I alluded to a moment ago, the most obvious paradox about them is that they're so darn easy to make, but so devilishly hard to keep. And each year, about anywhere from about a third to 45% of Americans, Wayne, and tens of millions of others around the world make New Year's resolutions. And ranging, as you alluded to, weight loss, everything. They want to lose weight and travel the world. They want happiness. They want happiness to health, money to marriage. Fitness, the finances, and so on. And people have good intentions, but there are some principles that you can follow when you're trying to keep a resolution. You want to be a resolution keeper, not a resolution breaker. So one of the principles when I'm working with clients, whether it's New Year's resolution or just trying to help them lose weight or whatever it might be, they have to make a commitment. You've got to make a commitment. If you make a commitment, that means that no matter what, you know, you make that promise, you make that commitment, you're going to follow through. You have to be – commitment means being persistent or otherwise sticking with the New Year's resolution, no matter what setbacks you may experience. Losing weight is a battle. You'll lose weight, then you'll gain it back. You'll lose it, but you've got to keep going forward. Then you got to be confident. You have to have confidence that, you know, it's called, in psychology, it's called self-efficacy, fancy term. just means being confident. You got to believe that you can do this. What the research shows that people that believe in their ability and their capabilities tend to have greater success in keeping their resolutions. Then you have to reinforce these resolutions, which are really goals, with concrete objectives where, you know, that are sensible, understandable, conceivable, and achievable, measurable kinds of objectives where you're actually, where this is where the behavior comes in. You know, if you want to lose weight, when I'm working with a client, we know what the goal is. We know how much weight they want to lose and when, but how do you do that? That's the hard part. And when you're working with a nutritionist or a dietitian, or your medical doctor for that matter, they need to give you concrete ways to achieve that goal. And that's where sometimes in the medical field, and it's not their fault, they're just not trained in it, you have to know how to change the behavior, how to take that client and take them through the stages of change and work with them. That's the key. You don't need to tell a person who's overweight or obese, Wayne, why they need to lose weight. That argument is persuasive, but it's not the most persuasive argument. The most persuasive thing to do with your client and with your listeners is to tell them how they can do things. So like with your with Strauss Heart Drops, for example, let's say somebody has high blood pressure. Well, they can fret about it all day long, but until they do something about it, it's going to remain high and it's going to disease their arteries. And so Strauss Heart Drops, you know, just a simple thing to do. Take them every day, like you say, twice a day, it's recommended doses. Now, that sounds like an easy thing to do, but people are non-compliant. So I work with them and how to do even that simple thing to more complex things. And then you have to reward yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Reward your success. If you lost the weight, if you brought your blood pressure down, if you're feeling better, take some credit for that. And don't be so hard on yourself. I could go on, but you get the idea. You got to make these resolutions, you know, doable and achievable. The mistake that many people make, Wayne, is they make them too hard. Say, okay, yeah. I want to lose weight. My next question is how much? What are you willing to commit to? What are you not willing to commit to? How much weight do you want to lose? How much time can you give me to work with you? I need at least 3 months. If you give me 6, we can have some success. So that's how I sort of approach these resolutions. I use this technique all year long, not just at the beginning of the new year.
Sure. Well, you made some, as always, Doc, you made some great points. You always do. But the one that really rung a bell for me was when you said you must be confident. And then, of course, that that what plays into that is being realistic with goals as well. You know, make it that it is achievable. But I have this, I have a few of these things. I have this rock that has an inscription on it or writings on it. And it says, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So if we don't believe we can do something, if we don't have the confidence, Doc, we won't do it. It's as simple as that, you know. So you do have to have that confidence. It's something, you know, that I hadn't really I told you that with a few times I made New Year's resolutions, I wasn't very successful. And really, I never thought about the confidence. You of course, you have to have that. And as I say, as usual, you make some good points. What I used to like doing shows with you, Dr. Garko, when we would talk about the Strauss formulas, I know you have taken a number of them now, so you might say something about that if you choose to. But what I always liked was, you know, I would tell my stories. I'd tell my own story, my mom, my dad, you know, thousands of people at almost 500 lectures over the years ago. And people since, you know, you just... you're either interested in other people or you're not. And I used to just love to, inside myself, celebrate the successes. And I think it was the main motivation, feeling as though I was a small part of the success. And you always would say, well, in addition to Wayne's anecdotal evidence, you know, the science backs up what he's saying about these products and their ingredients. Could you 100%. Maybe just say a few words about that, and then maybe your own experience with some of these formulas, if you care to?
Sure, of course. You know, I listen to you often tell the story about your various narratives about your blood pressure, about your arteries, having difficulty with your arteries, the arteries being plaqued and whatnot. And you talked about taking the drops and what happened. You just described your experience. So it turns out that there are more studies, folk that look at the relationship between aged garlic. The Strauss Heart Drops is aged garlic, and it's an extract. An aged garlic extract is one of the most powerful, beneficial, proven botanicals for cardiovascular health. There is study after study after study. It's not science fiction, it's science. And when they used to tell you, when you tell your stories about your experience and what you were feeling, and that you felt like you had more energy, well, you did, because your arteries were more pliable, you were getting more blood and oxygen coursing through your arteries and your veins, through your arterial system, and you were feeling better and you were doing better. So there's a lot of science to support the Strauss Heart Drops. You have a product, for example, here's an interesting connection. You have a product for prostate. Okay, yeah. So we could talk about that till, you know, we're blue in the face about the prostate and how it's a wonderful product. I love that product. Then you have Strauss Heart Drops. You say, okay, would you tell a man, for example, to take both? I would, especially because what we know is people that have what's called benign prostatic hyperplasia, when their prostate's enlarged and they have lower urinary tract symptoms, the acronym is called LUTS, they have a considerably higher correlation and prevalence for cardiovascular disease. Those two things go together. And so what I often recommend to people, the Strauss products are good independent of one another, but you can take them and combine them. I would take, if I have a client that has high blood pressure, I will begin to ask that client about the kidneys. How's your kidney function? Because we know that high blood pressure can destroy the tissues in the kidneys. And so then if they're having issues with the kidneys, then it would be a recommendation to take the Strauss Heart Drops along with the kidney formula and bladder formula. So that's how I sort of think about things, you see. It's combining these products together. There's a synergistic effect, and the science supports it. There's much – in terms of the heart drops, there are literally thousands of studies now on aged garlic extract. And that's what that product is, really. It's wonderfully aged, and it works. You know that because you experienced it yourself, as did Jim Strauss.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the main ingredient now is aged garlic extract, but the others are just good health, heart-healthy herbs, plants, I'm told, the likes of hawthorn berries and leaves and bilberry and motherwort and European mistletoe and so forth. All I can tell you, Doc, I never got into that end of it. Of all the teachings with Jim, I wasn't interested in the botanicals and what they did and or learning his craft of recognizing herbs and their medicinal value and putting them together in combination by taste. Never, you know, the Strauss family, I think, has that all down cold. I didn't pay much attention to that, but I sure did pay attention, of course, to how these formulas worked. And there isn't one, you know, that I haven't taken. I guess I didn't take the menopause one, although my wife told me I maybe should consider it years ago.
Well, there's milk. There's andropause.
maybe I should have taken that. I don't know. I didn't go out and buy a sports car or anything like that, Doc. I just But, you know, I've taken all these products, the prostate, the bladder, the kidney, the CardioCom. The CardioCom, you know, I'll always be so grateful. That was the second formula I took after the Strauss heart drops, which, of course, were clearing plaque cholesterol out of me, and I felt better almost by the day. But that CardioCom took away my arrhythmia, my irregular heartbeat, boy, I'm grateful for that, because I felt every beat, every race beat. It was very uncomfortable for years for me. And so, you know, and I've taken so many at the same time. It isn't the recommended way to take them. I know that. I'm not much of a conventional guy, really. So if I'm taking 10 or 12 different supplements, including six or seven Strauss formulas, I take them all at the same time, usually. And I know that's not ideal. And yet, they've all worked like a top for me, Doc. And I've always made sure to take enough. I was lucky that money wasn't my object or anything like that, that I was able to take as much as I wanted. And so, you know, I can't say enough good about them. But, a good New Year's resolution, really, I suppose, for us all, would be to be more conscious and aware of our health. Because we know, you know, even if we don't think we do, we know a lot, Doc. You know, when it comes to that fourth or fifth butter tart, I know not to eat it. I know better. You know, but have I done it and carried on? I have. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, you know, that commitment that you talk about, it really should be. You know, your famous expression on Let's Talk Nutrition was, your health is your wealth. And there's just no doubt about that. That's not open for argument. And yet, we can be pretty cavalier about it, Doc, you know, Here's another break, Doc. We'll be back, folks, after the break. Thanks for joining us, Wayne Elliott, with my special guest, Dr. Michael Garko. Be back after these words.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. Your guest host today, Wayne Elliott, and my special guest is Dr. Michael Garko. I think it's fitting, folks. We've talked about this before, and God bless the Power Mall and Daniel and Catherine, but they're going to continue to offer basically a 50% off, a two-for-one is really what it is, sale on their REM Sleep fabulous product by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer, and their Tranquil, also by Dr. Pfeiffer, for anxiety. And this two-for-one is just a it's a great chance, folks, to try this for yourselves. The work I've done and the studies here in Canada with 45 people, that REM sleep has been amazing with people that really had some difficulties. I had a former U.S. Army captain who served in Bosnia on the radio earlier this year with me. And, you know, he gave testament to the effectiveness. I talk to him all the time, and he is still sleeping like a baby. It's 18 months now. Doesn't take extra of the REM sleep, doesn't take more, didn't have to. It's just worked great. And as they say, God bless the Power Mall. This two-for-one is going to stay on till at least the end of January. And, you know, you might want the REM sleep for yourself and the Tranquil. You might want one for your spouse and you have the other. You might want two bottles of the same. It doesn't matter. You'll get the two-for-one special at the Power Mall. And just a great chance to try it at a unheard of price deal. I know this myself. Now, we've got Dr. Michael Garko with us, very special guest today, and a very educated man. And Doc, these days, this has been a year, if there was a year, for plenty of anxiety, stress, job losses, loved ones lost, financial carnage, you know, wondering when are we going to work, wondering some are, when's the vaccine going to be available for me. And I know that there are many reasons that people have sleep issues, Doc. My mother, for example, her biggest nemesis was getting up to the bathroom too many times in the night. And we've talked about mm-hmm. Mistros bladder and kidney and prostate formulas and how great they are for that. But when we're stressed, I know our sleep is affected. And when we're up too often, mm-hmm. I know our REM sleep, the deep sleep, healing mm-hmm. sleep is affected. Can you just give us a few words on how the dots connect here between anxiety, stress, and sleep?
Sure. It turns out stress is sort of like the weather. Everybody talks about it, but people say you can't do much about the weather. Some people believe you can't do much about stress. Well, that's just not true. I've given many workshops and seminars on managing stress and getting better sleep. These two things are connected. It also turns out that stress is something, is a system. When we say stress, what we're talking about is the fight or flight response. This system is part of our evolution, and it has served us well. When our ancient ancestors were being chased by some tiger or whatever, hunt them for lunch, the stress response kicked in. And certain things happen physiologically when you're in that fight or flight mode. And it serves us well. It can be very motivating, too. Stress can be motivating. However, like many things in life, too much of it can be a bad thing. The stress hormones are not intended to be coursing through your veins, your arteries and your veins all day long. The body rebels against that, and it leads to disease. It turns out that stress is a killer. And I'll say it again, stress is a killer. Make no mistake about it. And when you look at the science of stress and all the studies, again, thousands of studies, that's not my opinion. That's a fact. It's a scientific fact. Stress is a killer. And sometimes people don't even realize they're under stress because they accommodate to it. But you have the signs and the symptoms of stress. You can't eat right. You can't sleep right. You feel fatigued. It takes a lot of energy to mount that stress response. And you feel depressed. Then it starts to affect your sleep. Then you get into this vicious cycle. Sleep deprivation is stressful. It leads to more stress. And then you get up in the morning and you didn't sleep well, and it's stressful. You feel stressed. And it's a vicious, vicious cycle. And when you wake up in the morning, cortisol is supposed to be relatively high. But when you go to bed at night, cortisol is supposed to be low. Turns out that cortisol is one of the stress hormones that gets released. And so when you have high cortisol levels, when you're ready to go to bed, it disrupts your sleep architecture. So a key to getting better sleep is to manage the stress. And so the Tranquil product, Dr. Pfeiffer put that together. It's fabulous the way it works, along with the sleep product together. Those just work wonderfully. I don't know if he intended for them to be taken together. When I interviewed him, he said, yes, I want them to be taken together. It turns out that they work well together. So I'm a big fan. I know those products work, but we got some feedback. Again, anecdotal. People would call in and say, I'm taking the Tranquil, I'm taking the sleep product, and it all seems to work well for me. So we have some evidence, and there's a lot of science. The ingredients that are in those products have been tested and studied in different studies, scientific studies. So there's a lot of research to support those two products, and they work well together. I highly recommend them.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Gargo. The REM sleep, that was the first one that I had experience with. And, boy, fast-acting. It didn't take folks any 2 or 3 weeks for it to work. It worked very quickly. And Dr. Pfeiffer, I had several long conversations with him as well, Dr. Gargo, and he explained to me that there's, unlike many of the other products, the REM on the market, the natural products that'll work for a while and then don't work as well, and the people may try taking extra dose, and most often, according to health food stores that I've talked to, they'll go on to another product, and that generally will work for a bit, and then the story repeats. This REM sleep has now, as I say in my own little study, of 45 people, has just worked consistently. No one's had to take extra. It didn't stop working. And Dr. Pfeiffer said that unlike some other products, there's just enough melatonin in his product to help you start to get to sleep. You're not being knocked out by these things because I've also learned, Dr. Garko, that when you are knocked out, that's a layman's term, say, for being sedated or put under or knocked out by some of these sleeping pills, that isn't necessarily the kind of rest and sleep that your body's looking for, is it?
Exactly. Well, you're exactly right. It's the irony about sleep. Some of my physician friends, medical doctors, not so quick to write the prescription for sleeping pills, because sleeping pills can be addictive and they can be sleep disruptive. Some of these pharmaceuticals that are intended to get people better sleep, all kinds of side effects. When you start to go down that road, it can be perilous. So when you're taking a natural product like REM Sleep, you're not tampering with the sleep architecture. It makes the sleep, there's different, there's five stages of sleep. I won't get into that now, it's a little technical. But you need to go through all five stages. And the REM Sleep product enhances and supports moving through the various stages of sleep. And you don't have to worry about getting addicted to them. You don't have to worry about waking up and feeling just like you never went to sleep. They'll get you, some of these drugs will get you to sleep, but that doesn't mean that you're getting quality sleep. It's not so much how much sleep, but it's also the quality. It's the quantity and the quality.
Yeah. So my mom sure suffered with lack of sleep, and one of her issues was getting up too many times through the night. And I don't know what pills they were, but she took sleeping pills for years. I would have to say they came to a point where they just didn't work for her, Doc. Whether there was other side effects that were bothering her or actually causing her to have poor sleep, I don't know. But, I always thought, you and I have talked about this on your show, I've probably never gotten quite as much sleep as I should have. I have a lot of, 4 to 6 hour sleeps. But I'm now sleeping, 6-7 hours. I'm grateful for that, and it feels good. But I noticed a big difference when I stuck, because I drink a lot of water at night and to hydrate, through the evening, not through the sleep time. And I didn't have a set bedtime. I worked till whenever I worked. It was often 1 or 2 in the morning. So I cheated myself out of sleep, because if you have to be up at 5 or 6 and you don't go to 1 or 2, well, you're not going to get to 7 or 8 hours. So I know I snookered myself, but when I took the Strauss Originals came available this year, the bladder and the prostate and the kidney, I took all three of them. They didn't all come out the same time, but just now I'm taking all three, as a matter of fact. But when I did take them, I didn't get up 3 or 4 times through the night anymore. I was getting up usually once, and I noticed the difference. See, I thought I was getting away with, just because unlike my mother, when I went up to the bathroom, got up through the night, I went right back to sleep. So I thought, this isn't bothering my sleep. Well, it was interrupting that deep sleep, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it turns out, since you alluded to it, there are five stages of sleep. It's stage one. It's from transition. You're going from a wake cycle into a sleep cycle. Stage two, it's a light sleep. Most of the time spent sleeping in this stage, okay? Stage three is deep sleep. When a person's in stage three, it's difficult to awaken them. Stage four, this is intense, deep, non-REM sleep. Then there's stage five. This is where most of your dreams occur. You have rapid eye movement. That's why it's called rapid eye movement, REM. The brain activity increases, heart rate and blood pressure increases. And there's arm and leg and muscles don't move. They sort of become paralyzed. Your body core temperature is the coolest, and so on. You've got to get to REM sleep. So if you're waking up, let's say it's stage two or stage three, then you got to go back and start all over again. And sometimes you won't even get to, if you're up often, you won't even get into REM sleep too much. Right. And that's why you have all those deleterious effects. You've got to get to REM sleep, stage five, and the Tranquil will help you. The REM sleep product will help you do that. So will the Tranquil, because you're going to be able to sleep better and get to sleep, because the Tranquil will reduce those cortisol levels that are building up through the day, and you don't want that to happen.
Right, right. And if a person's only issue was, you know, they generally had no trouble sleeping except that they had to get up to use the bathroom several times through the night. Well, as I say, the Strauss is really their urinary tract products, the bladder, kidney, and prostate for men, have just been so effective, Doc. They've got antibiotic herbs in them that help kill the bacteria. And Strauss always warned that those parts of our body, bacteria grows back quickly, so it's pretty important. Try not to skip a dose, you know, to get ahead of it and stay ahead of it. And what a difference that I've found getting up once. I only had one night that I can recall where I didn't get up. Now, that's a record of decades. But the getting up once through the night, what a difference. Sleeping the same number of hours, basically. It is different when you don't get up the second, third, or fourth time. There's no question about that. Speaking for myself, Doc.
Yeah, and by the way, one of my favorite topics is successful aging. How do we age successfully? What the science tells us, when you look at the studies, improper sleep and rest, high stress, chronic stress levels, meaning day in and day out, will age you. You will not age successfully. Just those two things in and of themselves can really accelerate the aging process. Improper sleep and rest, not enough good quality, and lots of stress. You put those two things together and you get rung up like a pinball machine. Then throw in a bad diet, not exercising, maybe too much alcohol, and whatever else is going on. You look at all these diet and lifestyle variables, you're not going to age successfully. And living a long time doesn't mean you've aged successfully. You can live a long time. Medical science can keep you alive. But the quality of your life is a dumpster fire. So you want to live a long life with quality of life. Two keys to doing that. There are other keys, but the two important keys, manage your stress and get better sleep and rest.
Yeah. Drink enough water. You know, they're all important. But that exercise, Doc, there's just no question about that. I've always enjoyed, even though there's times I resist it, no, I'm too busy and so forth, walking the beach.
Yep.
I've always enjoyed that. And when I've done that,
wonderful.
I have never once regretted it. Not once. Whatever stress level there was or something that's bugging me, it's got way less fire on it when I get back from a good walk or a stroll on the bicycle. It's just always worked. Never once have I regretted it. So I always say to folks, geez, get out there. It doesn't matter. You can go for a slow stroll, you know, breathe that nice fresh air in deep or a bicycle ride. It doesn't have to be a strenuous workout. It's just getting out there, moving, getting the blood flowing, using those legs we were given for a reason. And it's hard to underestimate that, isn't it, Doc? The benefit of, it is exercise. Walking is exercising, but it's very light exercising, but it can be tremendously beneficial.
So here's a way to think about this. We tend to think that, you know, we're living in this modern time, and this is what it is. Well, much of what we are, biologically, physiologically, psychologically, and so on, is based upon tens of thousands and even millions of years of evolution. Our ancient ancestors always were on the move. They lived in a high-stress environment, right?
Yeah.
As much stress then, their survival. They were, every day was survival.
Yeah.
They had to keep moving. If they didn't keep moving, they were going to perish. So our biology dictates and requires us to keep moving and to live in a way that, while we live in modern times, is predicated on ancient biology. Our biology hasn't changed. What has changed is the environment in which we live, and we live in an environment that is not conducive to good health. The diet is horrible. Lifestyle factors are horrible for people. And much of it can be changed. And that's why your show is important. And we're not just talking about products. These products are connected to real issues about what we are as human beings, how our structure and our function, how we work, and how we can create, sustain, and reclaim our health, wellness, and well-being. That's what it's all about. So I always like to put that in context. We are a product of our ancient ancestors, and we should understand that. And so you feel better walking on that beach. You are connected to the earth. You are connected to the water. You are connected to the air. I know that doesn't sound very scientific, but the fact of the matter is we are all situated on this planet. We just have to learn how to live in a healthy way instead of turning the planet into a giant toilet and, you know, that's so polluted and toxic, and to find a way to live a clean and healthy, vital life.
You know, Doug, I often think and say this, that it may turn out we're supposed to be the most intelligent species on the planet, but it, you know, history in the end may show that we're really not. All the other creatures, the bears, the tigers, the lions, the birds, the bugs, they're doing what they always did, like you said. They're doing what they've done for hundreds of years or thousands of years.
It's millions.
millions of years. It's humans that have, in some ways, tried to defy or defeat nature. You know, you can get almost anything delivered to your home today. You don't even have to get off the couch, really.
Your body will rebel. A sedentary lifestyle is a sure way to destroy the quality of your health. We were never designed. Think about how many hours people sit a day. We're going to work, 45 minutes an hour to get to work, sitting in the car, to drive home. When they're at work, they're sitting 6-8 hours. They come home, they sit down and eat their dinner. Then they go and watch TV and they sit down again. I mean, think about that. We were never designed to do that.
No.
Our ancient ancestors were always on the move, always walking, always moving. And that's what we were designed to do. Now that I have a little bit more time, I'm back in the gym. And my workouts are 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours.
Wow.
And I noticed the difference. I wasn't able to work out regularly for a good while. And I've lived my whole life this way, being physically fit. And when I wasn't able, because of my studies and finishing this one degree, I was spending, you know, 40 hours a week with my coursework. I couldn't get to the gym. I couldn't work out. My goodness, I could see, I was watching myself deteriorate. Now that I'm working out again, I can feel the difference. So I don't, you know, science is wonderful, but our own experiences are informative too, and we should not deny them. So these products, yeah, you know, the Strauss Heart Drops and all those wonderful products from Strauss, the REM Sleep, the Tranquil, these are to support these basic principles of biology, physiology, chemistry, anatomy. And when, you know, if I come back on and talk with you again, we can lay that out even in more detail on how that all comes together.
Yeah, you bet. It's like it's like making a cake. There's a few ingredients involved here, Doc. There's no one single thing that'll give you good health. You know, it just won't negate all the bad things and be enough. You know, it's a combination of things to have a healthy
your audience,
life.
Your audience is lucky to have you on talking, because you have, you know, you're talking about real life and you talk about it in a real way, and that resonates with people, and they're looking for, you know, again, straight up honest answers and recommendations. The audience is smart. I've lived half my life with audiences. And the audience always know when you're being sincere, when you're telling the truth, and that you care about them. And
yeah,
if you tell the truth and give them the ideas and the principles and the know-how to do things, they will be grateful and they will remember you for making that contribution to their life. You'd be, I know it's so humbling to me to have that experience when somebody walks up to you and they say to you something like, "You changed my life." I almost sometimes it gets emotional when somebody says that to me. I said, "I'm not that important. You did it. All I am is a messenger." So yeah. You're a good messenger, yeah. Wayne, and your audience is lucky to have you.
Well, I appreciate that, Doug. I've been a lucky man, you know. I've been a lucky man, and I was just thinking yesterday how, you know, I'm 67 on my next birthday, and I don't, it's been a while since I ran a crane, truthfully, and it's been a while since I was on a ship's tow, you know, towing ships with tugboats. But I was lucky to have the years I had. I really think this is lucky. Some people, you know, envy someone maybe with a desk in the warm or air-conditioned climate inside. And, you know, I had, and I sure did have my share of that desk work. But so many years out with the ships in the fresh air doing physical work. Years ago, it was kind of funny, really. If a staff looked out the window and saw me out in the yard hand bombing 2-foot plate from 4-foot steel plate, they'd say, "Oh, Wayne must be stressed today. He's out there throwing steel around," you know. But it helps. I mean, it's just it's a real important ingredient, staying active. And as they say, yeah, if you to not, you got to use it or lose it, so to speak. And I think that really applies. And as we get older, Doc, and so many of our friends and acquaintances go through some of the health issues they go through, it's pretty fragile. I guess you know you only get away with messing up so much or so long, and I don't think there's been a more important time to pay attention to our health. As you say, the food, there's so much man-made food, and then there's so much junk that is pushed on us, high in salt, high in sugar.
Right.
False claims, you know, low fat, take out the fat and add refined carbs so the product makes you fatter. I used to fall for some of that stuff before I spent enough time with Jim Strauss. So I think these things that we do, these programs are important. I think people do pick up some helpful tips and information. And, you know, I'd just like to say again, Dr. Gargle, you should, I mean, I know you do, and you should feel proud and of the work you've done over these 15 years, not only in your practice, but on that radio every day. And I know you're like Muhammad Ali. You're not gone for long. You're going to be back.
Probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams Probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.